In full swing, Virginia Freebody, Motor Hecky, Brett Lambert, Tom Tate and Spider Everett all laying down their case as to why they should be in charge of the Gold Coast.
Well, it's the question time. This is when we delve deep and really find out what the candidates think and also a little bit about their personalities, what they like, they dislike. Let's start off with Virginia. We'll give you 10 seconds on this one. Who's sexier, lifeguards or meter maids?
Oh, meter maids. That would be.
Okay.
All right.
And meet a man, too.
And meet a man. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Equal rights.
Right.
Brett Lambert, who's sexier, lifeguards or meter maids?
Meter maids.
Yes, that's good.
Absolutely.
Okay. You've got the vote from the red-blooded males of the Gold Coast, Brett. We like that.
All right. Off to Mona. Hello, Mona. Who's sexier, lifeguards or meter maids?
It's got to be lifeguards for me. Quintessential lifeguards. Has to be.
In slow motion.
Can't go past the budgie smugglers.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh,
wow. Really? Come on.
Right. Okay.
Well, depends what budgie they are smuggling.
Oh.
Okay, next we're off to... Tom Tate, this is now getting awkward. Who's sexier, lifeguards or meter maids?
Lady lifeguards.
Lady lifeguards.
Lady lifeguards. Please resuscitate.
There we go. Tom had time to think about that one.
This would be very awkward.
Yeah.
He did. Peter Spider Everett.
For me,
who is sexier?
I think lifeguards for sure. Not saying anything, but I just think the lifeguards, they do a magnificent job when they strut the beach like no other.
Beautifully answered. Okay, next question. And we're going to kick this off with Peter Spider Everett.
Yes.
If you could click your fingers and make a change, what's more important, light rail or heavy rail?
Oh, for me, I think light rail. Anything that runs around the front part of the Gold Coast, because we know the M1's going to be a traffic jam for a long time, but hopefully they fix that up. I think the light rail, that does absolutely everything from locals to tourism, and that's where 90% of our population is.
Tom Tate, light rail or heavy rail?
Light rail. Basically, everyone comes, want to go up the spine of our city. It's the best expenditure. Heavy rail, people will come there and want to go to Brisbane. So I'm supporting locals who wants to be able to get on the light rail, especially people who's older, elderly in Coolangatta, want to go and meet other people, get on the light rail so they can get there.
I see. Local seems to be a very good angle for everyone today. Brett Lambert.
Oh, definitely heavy rail. It's a project that should have been done a long time ago. Look, the light rail at the moment, I think it's an incubus, isn't it? You go putting a light rail through it with just coronavirus, you're going to have more and more problems.
Have you? Have you ever been on the light rail?
No, never had the chance to use it because never needed it.
Well, that's where you're missing out.
No, not really, because we're a car culture, you know. We need to get to places. The Gold Coast is active. People are active, and they need to get from one place to the next. People have children. They need to pick them up and get to places. The light rail is a bus that has no corners. It just can't go anywhere. It can't turn to go to places we want to go.
Well, I think, just quickly back to Tom Tate, who is a big fan of light rail. What do you say to that?
No, of course he is. Of course he is. It's a lot to do with the high density he wants. That's why.
Mate, it's a bit like this. If you grow up and with your building and higher density along where people want to live, the opportunity
I don't think you understand developments. You're actually playing with the economy. With the development of high rises, it should be a free scale. It should be free and then second.
Stop it.
and then on the shore,
thank you,
Scott, on
man.
The beach,
thank you.
It's getting out of hand now.
Stop it.
All right. Okay. Thank you both for that. Let's go to Virginia.
Virginia, what
yes.
are you on? What do you say?
I signed a petition, I had, now 8 years ago, against the light rail, full stop. Guess who was in front of me when that petition was being signed at Hotter?
Spider.
Tom Tate. No. Tom Tate. And he stepped on my foot for the sheer thrill of doing it too.
Tom, did you step on Virginia's foot?
Sorry.
She's dreaming. I wouldn't step on her foot.
Wow. You would have apologised at least, Tom, wouldn't you?
I do it all the time, apologies.
That's good. All right, well, thank you for that.
Okay. we have Mona. And Mona, if you could click your fingers.
Okay, I would be promoting heavy rail first and then looking at our east-west corridors. We need to promote transport and parking solutions that ease traffic congestion and improve the way we move around our city completely. Most of our population lives west of the light rail route. They don't live on the light rail route, so that's actually not true. So we need to connect our city from the north to the west. We then need to focus on our east-west transport corridors, our cycling, cycling and walking pathways. We need to build the ocean way to get people walking and take people off our roads.
Well, okay, that's all very interesting. There's no clear winner at this stage. The debate continues. The final questions after the news. Spider.
I'm nervous.
You confident?